Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Well, Carver with you, sans Lisi. Lisi out on assignment in Vegas. So George Kurtz here with me. We've got Matthias Berbel, who's in Vegas as well, holding it down, making it all happen as he's in the media center right now down at the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly. Taking care of business. You know, they locked that game on me, Jordan. I just saw them lock the Islander Leaf game. I thought, great, let's go. We got the tying goal already. Here I am rooting openly against the Islanders.
There's nothing going on. Nothing I can see where they would lock. It's plus 230 now. If you wait a little bit, hey, you're going to have 30 cents. So, I'm not going to guarantee you a Leafs win. The Islanders have beaten the Leafs both times this season in overtime. I think the 4-3, you know, that's what both scores have been here. That's for giggles here. I think the Leafs will tie it. I'm just not going to guarantee the overtime win. I said we may hedge, or I may hedge if we get that to happen. To see, we'll see what the number is there. I think the Islanders, I'm just going off history. The Islanders blow leads in the third period. I'm going to give it a shot. Why not?
Yeah, I did as well. So I'm in the mix with you, George. Let's see if they can make something happen here. Meanwhile, 1-0 still Colorado over the Rangers. They're 4 minutes into the third period as well at the Garden in New York City. Still over 3.5 at plus 164 is where that is at now. Elsewhere in NBA aside, the Mavs lead the Sixers. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver and sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is with me. And a very, very busy hour that we have for you, that's for sure. Mavs up 95-80 on the Sixers. Cavs up 119-101 on Sacra Tomato. The Lakers up 113-104 in Charlotte with just under 4 minutes to go. Clippers with a 2-point lead over the Hawks in Atlanta. So a close one there. And the Nets lead the Warriors 63-62. I need Mikal Bridges, who, of course, Bridges, who's been hitting, he's had like five or six threes. I think it's five or six games in a row. And he's got, I played him for just four tonight. And he's 1-for-6 from three. So that's always good. It's just the way that it always goes. Say, and I got the reverse with D'Angelo Russell tonight. Because I played D'Angelo Russell for four or five threes the last few games. He's had three in both. Oh, no, he had three against the Knicks. I had him for four. He had four against the Celtics. I needed him for five. So how many do you think he's got tonight? Five. It's just amazing. It really is. Absolutely amazing. Pelicans up 17 at home against Toronto, who's a tough back-to-back for them after a double overtime game in OKC last night. Virginia beat Miami. I saw they were up by about 25 at one point there. And Miami, I don't think Miami was going to score 40 points or 50 points. They were having a miserable night. Kansas and Kansas State about to get going. -3.5 for the Jayhawks in that one. All right, George. I'm watching Andy Reid get interviewed. I guess they have some of the kid reporters out here. Fourth Super Bowl appearance in the last 5 years for Reid and the Chiefs. And they are 2-1 in those games so far. It is amazing. I was saying this to you before one of the breaks. Maybe it was the last one. Maybe it wasn't. That people people like pay to go into this thing, or do they give these tickets out for free? I'm sure nothing's for free when it comes to the NFL and Super Bowl week. But man, it is a packed house in that lower bowl at Allegiant for this. It's just wild. And that's the other thing that's changed about this, George. They used to go in like a little small convention center and do this. Now they go on the field where the game is and they do this. That's how big it's gotten.
It's amazing what they can do. The NFL could make a rain delay in baseball, make money off that, right? They just do a fantastic job. I said, why anybody would pay for it to see Media Day is beyond me. What, do you want to see Pat Mahomes without his helmet? Kelsey without his helmet? Kittle without his helmet? All right. Yeah, it's not like you're going to get a chance to go up there and talk to him. You know, it's like, oh, because you pay, you get the microphone. Yeah, go ask a question. You know, that's not going to happen. I don't get it. I truly don't. But, hey, you know, to each their own. It's good to have money to burn. You and I have mortgages, families, and kids. We don't have money to burn. So I won't be doing that anytime soon.
Won't be doing it anytime soon. Neither will I, George. Neither will I. That's for sure. I was going to tell you. I told you last hour I would set you up for. There's guys on the Chiefs. And one of these four guys is going to score, George. And our job is to try to figure out who it's going to be. This is for the anytime touchdown market for this game. We know that Kelsey and Pacheco are probably going to score a touchdown at some point. And I'm sure there's a good chance that Rashee Rice maybe gets himself in there too. But an oddball Chief player will score a touchdown in this game. Now, since I originally brought this thought up to Joe, somebody else was added to the mix here, and there's a chance that Jerick McKinnon's going to be back now. And that could take away from one of these oddball guys, but I'm going to leave him out for now. My choices, George, are Justin Watson at plus 650, Noah Gray at plus 950, Sky Moore at plus 950, and I don't know if they'll have the stones to actually dress him and play him. But if they actually played Tony, you saw him make a huge play last year against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Tony's plus 950 as well. One of those four guys, George, will score a touchdown in this game. I just have to figure out which one it's going to be.
I would agree with you. I think one of the oddballs will score. But, yeah. And I don't even know if Tony played. We have a bet on that. Does Tony suit up?
Will Tony dress in the game?
Right. That really should be a bet, by the way. It really should be, because it's a serious question. He trashed the team, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I mean, for the player he's been, I'd have a hard... If him to trash anybody this year on the Chiefs is amazing. If you've cost this team a couple of games, you're boneheaded plays there. But that being said, water under the bridge. I guess you got to take your best 48 after the inactives. I get it. I'm kind of leaning towards Gray. You know, he's at 950 there, so almost 10-1. I kind of lean towards Gray here to be that oddball, only because Watson, Tony, you throw Valdez, Scantling, Hardman in here as well. It's all crapshoot.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys probably count too. Valdez Scantling's at plus 550 now. That's pretty close to where I had with Watson at plus 650. I think these guys are nice, small play, first touchdown scorers as well. And I don't know how big you are into that, George, but I've this past season become very, very involved with first touchdowns. So, I mean, you got big numbers for these guys. Valdez Scantling's 31-1. Watson's 31-1. Speaking of Tony, they're talking to him right now on this Super Bowl opening night. There's Kadarius Tony. Looks like he's ready to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you. So, George, you just told me this, so I had to go look this up. So the teams, the Chiefs and the Niners, they're both, you know, they're not staying on the strip in Las Vegas. They are not, you know, they're not, they don't have a penthouse suite at the Aria or anything like that. You know, that's not what they're doing. They are both about 25 minutes, 30 minutes southeast in Lake Las Vegas at these big, beautiful resorts, you know, that don't have casinos. There's no gambling there, you know, whatever. It's just nice luxury resorts that both teams are staying at. Now, this is from Las Vegas Locally, which is a Twitter account with news about Las Vegas, things like that. You know, which is pretty, you know, it's been around a long time and usually has a lot of info about what's the haps around town. Let's just say that. Tweeted a couple hours ago. An NFL player in town for the Super Bowl was attacked by a coyote last night at Lake Las Vegas, according to a source. Now, this isn't funny. Hopefully, whoever it was is fine. And then as you read a little bit more into this, George, you find out that Lake Las Vegas is a high coyote area. Let's just say that. Like, it is highly populated by coyotes. And somebody else wrote that, I guess, the locals, like, feed them or something like that. Who knows? But if it's in Lake Las Vegas, you would now, they haven't said if it's somebody on one of the teams or just a player from another team in town. But you would think saying that it's in Lake Las Vegas would make you think it's somebody from one of the teams, right, George? I mean, that's pretty scary.
I mean, there's always weird things that happen during Super Bowl week, right?
And always. This is the second one.
That's all you need to hear, right? That George Kittle can't play because he was attacked by a coyote. He has rabies, and you know, he's going to get 18,000 shots this week. Unbelievable. Like I said, we don't know if it's a, like I said, it could be some NFL player we've never heard of for all we know, who's in town for whatever. You know, that maybe he does have a suite at the area, so we don't know. But
right.
I would think if it was one of the players, it would have been picked up by now by, you know, Schefter, Pelissero. You know?
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, it could be a practice squad guy. It could be, I mean, either way, hopefully it's not, whoever it is, George, hopefully it's not anything serious. But, you know, if saying that it's in Lake Las Vegas makes you think that it's one of the guys from one of the teams there. Now, we were just talking about Tony. I mean, NFL, they just did like 5 minutes with Tony out at this media thing. Like, if he's, you would have thought he's Travis Kelce, George, how much time they just spent with Kadarius Tony.
Well, he's made himself a name, right? I mean, for his poor play during the season and trashing the Chiefs after they made him, I guess he thinks he was a healthy inactive. And they said he had the injury, right? Reed had to defend that. I think he had a baby.
Right.
Congratulations, by the way. So he's made himself part of the story this year. I mean, poor play, and now, like I said, yelling and screaming. So it is what it is. But my guess
it says here that in the video, he explains his bizarre Instagram Live video. I obviously can't listen to it right now because me and you are doing this. But allegedly, he's explains the Instagram video here out at Super Bowl Media Day, Media Night, whatever it is that you want to call it. So
the school's agent got a hold of him.
Avalanche have scored. I mean, the Rangers scored, by the way, George. So 1-1.
Yeah, so
at the Garden.
Scored, but I see the score's tied.
Panarin threw it at the net. I don't know if it went off of somebody in front, but I did see a replay where Panarin kind of threw it at the net, but it looked like it went off of, maybe not, somebody was standing in front for the Rangers. But either way, 1-1, and now the over 3.5 is plus 220.
You're right, by the way. It's Panarin.
Oh, it was Panarin. Okay. So nobody got a piece of that one coming through. With a lot of bodies in front. It wiggled its way. 8 minutes to go in Toronto. Islanders still lead the Leafs 2-1.
Yeah, well, now that we've bet on them to blow the lead, now, they'll hold it tonight.
Well, I was going to say, do we try to get a little bit back with the laying the puck at a half, but then they probably won't get the empty net either.
I don't think they excel at that.
They're not good at the empty net.
But I don't think they excel at it, though.
But, you know, they have three up there, and three on the board, obviously 2-1, and they have the over 4.5 at minus 170.
Well,
which makes them think that they think Toronto's going to tie it. That's what they think Toronto's going to tie it. Is why they.
I mean, once again, not because we're Islander fans here, but I mean, the Islanders, we know as a team, they've blown a truckload of leads this year. A truckload. The two things the Islanders have not excelled at this year are A, holding leads in the third period and playing in overtime slash shootout. And one has nothing to do with the other, by the way. I don't know why they can't play the other. Well, I don't know why they can't hold the lead. I've never understood that. It's been going on for years. Under Trotz, they had the same problem. Trotz, Lambert, and now Roy, all the same thing, which I guess is not surprising on the same team. You know, they can't figure it out here. I am not going to lay more money with the Islanders or against the Islanders or for the Islanders. I think I'm done with this game. I'll take my chance.
Exactly. They win. They don't win, then we have our plus 200. If the Leafs go back and get it, you don't want to go in for any more.
The range game is off the board right now.
Is that because it's under? Do they sometimes, George, take that down when it gets under 5 minutes? I feel like.
Not this.
I feel like sometimes when they cross the 5 minute mark, at least the total comes off. Not the side, but they sometimes take those totals down, especially in tie games.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
They sometimes do take that, and they're in commercial break. Matthias says Matthias is locked in. He's got some kind of big action on the Avalanche and the Rangers here. What do you got here, Matthias?
I just took the Rangers money line. I'm a glue, you know.
When they were down or pregame?
Leaves can't tie it up. When they tied it up, I took them at minus 116 money line.
You said you're on the Leafs, haven't tied the game up.
I am, so I'm trying to get some back right here with the Rangers.
Well, let's try to get.
There's still lots of time left. Lots of time left still in this Leafs game. 8 minutes left in the third. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the refs will give Toronto one more power play before the end of the game. Right, George, that's coming. They're going to give one more power play. I mean, you know they're going to do that. That's coming down the pike as well. So, I mean, that's always right around
the
corner.
It's funny, I just saw Toronto play a full down. The first thing I do is look at the ref. I'm like, nope, not going to get it yet.
It's coming. Don't worry. It's going to get there. Net Warriors now lead the Nets 69-68. So the Nets have collapsed a little bit here. Nothing going right for them. Curry's got 17 with three threes. The Lakers held off the Hornets. It actually got a little close there for a while. 124-118, so no cover for them. And the Cavs are up. They just finished off the Kings, 136-110. Clippers and Hawks back and forth, 102-101 as they go to the fourth. Clippers lead, and the Raptors are getting pasted in New Orleans. It is now 80-56. With 9 minutes to go in the third. And I don't know, did everybody? Zion did play, and Herb Jones played. But Ingram's having a big night. He's got 26 for the Pelicans as they continue on here. All right, so there you go. Everything up to date. And they started in the Little Apple between Kansas and Kansas State. 19-15 Jayhawks about halfway through the first half. So they're -7.5 live as well. Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe out on assignment, George Kurtz in for him. Well, George, I'm not going to say that we spoke it into existence, but before we went to break, I said to you, Matthias goes, there's a lot of time left in this Toronto game. I said, yep, plenty of time for the refs to give Toronto at least one more power play. And sure enough, here with 5:40 to go in the third, Wahlstrom goes off. And the Maple Leaf power play is going to work here against the Isles. So we shall see. Yeah, we did kind of speak it into existence a little bit, George, right?
That was about a -230 bet, by the way. That was going to happen. We all know that.
We made it happen. But either way, we'll see if the Islanders can hold this down here. This is a huge opportunity for the Leafs. And they almost had one right there. I don't know if you saw. What time you got, George? Who's ahead here? I got 5:08.
They're in a break ahead. Right now. So
you're in a break. Oh, that's right. You're still behind, huh?
I'm at 4:55.
I'm caught up. I'm even.
Okay. They just locked it, by the way. On the they locked it on FanDuel.
I'm at 4:55.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with the stoppage in play. So I don't know if they lock it for a stoppage.
They're playing now.
You're way ahead of me then. You're way ahead. And I.
You know what's going to happen every freaking time. Every game.
They scored.
Every game is like this.
This is high game, baby.
You know it.
George, you know, this is why we give ourselves the emotional hedge, George. We give ourselves the emotional hedge. We might lose the game, but maybe we win ourselves a ticket.
Too.
Oh, was it? Oh, this loser. Oh,
I think he deflected
in
front.
You gotta be kidding me here.
He's deflected about 10. I mean, that's a nice deflection by JT. That's
all right, now the Islanders are plus 118.
They do this every time.
They do it every time, George.
It's like watching a TV show. You know how it's going to end. Why do you watch it?
Well, now I can't believe that just happened. So I'll ask you this next one. Do you think they'll even get a point?
Oh, you know, it's funny as a fan right now. That's all I want right now. Just get the OT and get the point. All right, it's in Toronto. If you would have told me you're going to, before the game, if you would have said, you know, you'll take a point out of Toronto tonight, I would have said, yeah, I'll take that. You know, if looking at it that way, fine, I'll take a point. Yeah. If I think so, I mean, they've been in Toronto zone. We're doing a show, so we're not totally paying attention here. But it looks like they've been in Toronto zone a decent amount of the time. They're not getting dominated
at
all.
They were for a while. They spent a decent amount of time in there. That's for sure.
They just couldn't get that goal.
But now Toronto's
got the
pressure. It's frustrating.
It's every freaking game, man. And by the way, as I told you during the break, from what I saw, I think the penalty was legit. I don't think.
He took him down at center ice. It was an interference. Yeah. Walshman got benched earlier.
You're never gonna see Walshman again. By the way, put him on a milk carton.
You know, this is now Waugh giving him a shot. You know, he had a shot with Barry. He had a shot with Lambert. And now he's getting a shot with Waugh. And, you know, how many shots can you get? That's kind of what it comes down to at the end of the day, right?
Yeah,
George?
I mean, you're failing on the multiple coaches here, right? The kid's got a shot. You know, he can shoot the puck. But everything else seems to struggle here. And that's a bad penalty. That was it came up a turnover in the Islander zone. The penalty was at center ice. You can't do that. You just can't.
Look, they found something for this guy Hansen to do. The red zone guy, isn't this him? He's emceeing this opening night, fueled by Gatorade. So he found something else to do.
Is the fire alarm going off?
Now, they did a weird thing. I don't know if it's weird or not, but I guess the Chiefs, like, did all their media. Like, they were all out on the field. And then they brought them up on this podium, and now the Niners guys have come out on the podium with them, and they're doing, like, dual interviews. Like, they have Purdy and Mahomes up here with Hansen, and then they have Chris Jones, and I didn't see who that was. Was that Warner or maybe Trent Williams who's with them? Big dude. It might be Trent Williams. But now they're doing that.
Do you care?
About what?
They're not going to say anything. What do we think they're going to say?
Why the Islanders?
By the way, if they do say anything, you'll see it all on
Twitter, getting a power play?
SportsCenter, whatever.
Islanders getting a power play?
I don't know. I'm still angry.
Because they got them. They just moved them down to plus 100, even money.
What's going on here?
Hmm.
No, they're
very
interesting.
I don't
see anybody. I mean, they're playing. I don't see a hand up.
Yeah, now +108.
Although I don't see both refs either. No, Toronto just touched the puck. So no.
Well, you know what it is. It'll go down, George. Because once they go to overtime, it's going to be, you know, maybe just a small favorite for Toronto at that point. So yeah, that was Tavares' goal. His 14th of the year.
It was a great tip.
It was a great tip. Give him credit.
It's always the way. Didn't he do it the last time for the Islanders,
Tavares.
Too? Wasn't he the one that tied it up late?
The game at UBS, yes. He got them at the game at UBS. Meanwhile, Rangers and Colorado also 1-1.
That's an OT
there. They're in OT now. There you go. Warriors are now up 10 on the Nets with 10 minutes to go in that one in the fourth. Clippers lead the Hawks 118-115. These Hawk games are nuts, man. 269.5, the live total. And the Pelicans are getting hammered. They're down 25 still. So, light night in the NBA. Only one good college game of note, which is Kansas, now up only one, 21-20. They lead Kansas State. That, of course, at the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. Now with the
Hey!
Uh-oh, they scored?
Islanders scored.
Wow, how about that?
Islanders.
Really?
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Engvall. Wow.
Pierre Engvall. Back in Toronto.
That's
going to
feel good. They actually gave him a little bit of a weird, because they gave that, it wasn't a video tribute. It was a picture tribute. A collage.
A picture tribute. That's always
nice. Were there no videos of him?
Wow. How about that, man? That, I guess we should have did something there, George. I guess we should have came back on now, the Islanders, I guess.
How much time is left here, by the way?
202.
It's off the board right now anyway. It wouldn't shock me. Oh, Rangers win, by the way.
Rangers win it?
I think it was good for M, right?
So we'll come back win for the Rangers. They were down 1-0 going to the third. Rangers win it. Nice comeback win.
I didn't see who scored.
Leafs are 11-1. Well, now they locked it. Leafs were 11-1. What was that live total we saw before with the Islander game when it was 2-1? 4.5, right? They got it.
4.5.
Yeah, they got over it. Pierre Engvall, his sixth of the season. And why is it locked? I guess it's, why is it locked again here? Maybe because there's under a minute left.
Pulled the goalie. They're scrambling in front.
Could be a timeout also.
No, they're playing. They're playing. Minute and a half. Counting.
Yeah, it's probably just because there's of how little time's left in it. Well, that'd be a good win for them.
I'm gonna have a stroke. it's frustrating, man. When it's every game, you do the same thing. It's just frustrating. Right. And I hate Toronto.
Yeah, nobody likes.
It's not all Tavares.
Nobody likes Toronto, George. Nobody likes Toronto. City's nice. Nobody likes the hockey teams. Empty net here for the Leafs with a .120 to go. You're ahead of me, so you're going to see it before
I get the same thing, though. .120.
You have a .120? All right. You can puck one out of play. Matias seems like he's got the inside track on everybody for whatever reason. Now we have the two coaches together here and two very different styles. We have the checkered Hawaiian shirt from Andy Reid and the nice, clean blazer look. Well, not really a blazer, but some kind of jacket look from Kyle Shanahan. So now we have all the tight ends together, the running backs together. This is great.
By the way, you know, one thing I would like to hear, I said, you know, no one cares about these things. I would like to hear if anybody questioned Mahomes about his dad getting another DWI.
They did all their, they were out there already, so I'm sure somebody must have said something. Because these are the media that, like, don't normally cover football that's out there. Like, not all of them, but, like, there's a majority of people out there, George, as you know, that they don't cover the NFL.
If you were a tree,
they're
what
only
kind of tree
Super
would
Bowl.
You be? Remember that question?
Stuff like that. So, you know, I'm sure there was somebody out there who asked him. I haven't seen anything on Twitter or anything of anybody asking him, but there's your boy C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, getting ready to go. Just get to the game already. I've had enough.
Oh, tell me about it. We're going to be going bananas.
I've already had enough. The 2 weeks is long, George. It is a long haul, man.
It is. You know, I was going to ask you this earlier. Would you rather it be a week?
Yes.
I mean, I guess as a fan, I would, but I kind of like the idea of getting these guys as healthy as possible. You know, I kind of do like that as well. Hey, you're a Bills fan, I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't think we have to worry about
that. I think sometimes that's why they come out a little slow, too, out of the gates, not playing in 2 weeks. I prefer. Oh, Leafs in close.
Yeah, they threatened, but didn't quite get it. 104, come on. Make me happy. Get 2 points.
Hey, you got a fallback, George, if they don't. Got a fallback.
Matthews just had a chance right out in front, too.
Isles trying to hang on for dear life.
This is what the Islanders do, though. It's just amazing. Soroka's got to make like at least one more big save.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We got a very big card for Tuesday night. We'll go through it all. Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Joe on assignment. George Kurtz did for him. As we Super Bowl week, Chiefs and the Niners in Vegas. Several other things going on. Clippers lead the Hawks 129-126 with 3 minutes to go. Warriors now lead the Nets by 9, 89-80. As that game is just a dead under, which just brutal job. I mean, the Nets, I feel like they've scored like 3 points in the last 10 minutes. They've been stuck in this. They just barely got to anywhere in the 70s for about an hour. The Islanders did hold on in Toronto. So with 3-2 win, they give up a late goal to tie. They
Never
then jump right back ahead about a minute later, and they end up getting a win, George. They got a win for you.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt. Always knew it.
never a doubt.
He was going to give you a stroke first, though. Toronto's the one team they can come back on if they give up the lead. I don't get it. I don't get it. But, hey, listen, I will certainly take the win there with the Isles. It's just it's the same story every time with them. I don't know, honestly, how you don't bet against them in the third period of a one-goal game that they're leading. I don't know. I just don't know how you don't.
I agree.
I'll do it next time, too.
it's amazing. The one night I go after them with it, and sure enough, they respond right away very quickly. We have a lot of action on Tuesday night. Let's quickly, George, go through some of this, and I'll start with the hockey for you. As everybody pretty much gets back in the mix off the break. There's only one team playing tonight with the back-to-back tomorrow, and that's Colorado. We'll get to them in a moment. Vancouver's in Carolina against the Hurricanes. Vancouver, of course, was excellent throughout the first half. But they are plus 120 in Carolina on Tuesday. 6.5 is the total. You know, that was a very typical Vancouver line, George, throughout the first two and a half months of the season. And that kind of adjusted quickly as Vancouver just kept winning night after night after night after night. And I know Carolina is very tough at home, but there hasn't been too many times lately you've been able to get Vancouver at that kind of price, albeit going into a tough barn.
Yeah, and I'll be taking Vancouver. All right, just because of the price. I said it won't be a heavy play, maybe half a unit, something like that, but I'll be taking Vancouver in the game. One of the more pleasant surprises, made the big deal, too, so we'll see how that works out. And, now, I can be convinced that, you know, hey, maybe you want to wait, see how Lindholm fits in. You know, he looks like he's going to play on that top line with Pettersson, you know, so it could take a little adjustment there, but I don't see how I'm not taking them a plus 120. Carolina, by the way, they did call up Kochetkov today, so I think he starts tomorrow for them, and I expect Svechnikov to be back in the lineup. By the way, if he's not back in the lineup, then I'm definitely taking Vancouver. It might be a higher play if Svechnikov is out, but I think he'll return tomorrow.
The Flames are in Boston against the Bruins. Bruins the heavy lumber here, minus 205. 6.5 is the total. The Flames suck. I'm willing, and they just traded away one of their best players, Lindholm. I'm willing to go minus the goal and a half with Boston coming out of the break on Tuesday night. Puck line for me, George. Puck line.
I don't mind that. I think that's a good play as well. One thing, you know, we all have our new plays that we like. A bit that I've liked over the past month is when getting a game like this is taking the favorite, Boston, and an anytime goal scorer. How about the Bruins and Pasternak?
Love it. Love it.
That's probably where I'm going to go tomorrow.
I think, George, it's a nice way to play some of these really, really heavy chalk games in the NHL on a nightly basis that you see. I really do.
You
I think
call
that
me
that's
Captain
a
chalk, right?
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of nights, George, and you bet a lot of hockey, so you know this. I mean, there are so many nights where there's multiple minus 200s, minus 300s, minus 250. Like, it is a common practice because there's so many bad teams. Yeah, only going to get worse is right coming down the stretch. Here's another one for you. Now, the Panthers are minus 210 at home against the Flyers. I don't love this one.
The Flyers were playing like crap. Right, they don't really have a goalie anymore. Yeah. Erson, who looked good, Evans hits the heart, that he's been terrible. This could be a parlay opportunity. You know, once again, I can, It's harder with Florida to pick the anytime goal scorer because they don't have that one guy. I mean, I know Kachuk's hot, great. Certainly could be Reinhardt, and that's fine. Verhage, fine. So if I don't go the Reinhardt way, which I'm not so sure I feel, just not sure I'm feeling it, I could easily be talked to a parlay with Florida.
Florida-Boston, plus 127.
Florida-Boston, that's probably it. Or maybe Florida-Dallas, don't mind that either. I think Florida-Boston.
Dallas on the road.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Dallas on the road scares me. Have me a little nervous there. Dallas is minus 164 in Buffalo against the Sabres. Sabres plus 136, 6.5 is the total there. Montreal's in Washington. Washington minus 166, 5.5 the total. Winnipeg in Pittsburgh. Minus 115 for the Penguins, minus 104 for the Jets. Give me the Jets, George. Give me the Jets.
Absolutely. And I believe Shifley's
back. What is that?
I think that's already been
disrespectful.
Shifley is coming back. No, I'm
that's
with you.
Disrespectful.
I'm with you on Peg. Peg's a damn good team, by the way.
They're really good. They don't get any juice.
Love Peg.
They are a tough squad. And they'll beat the Penguins in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night. And then the two kind of main event games. I think these games are on TV, George. Does ESPN have either a doubleheader or maybe they're on the Plus, right? Is that where they have these games? Oh, no. They're on ESPN Plus. It's ESPN Plus Hockey Night. So, Avalanche, after losing tonight at the Garden. I do, too. It is great. I have it for the NHL and the golf, and it's great. Avalanche are in Jersey at the Rock. Devils, now Avalanche are minus 126. Devils plus 105, 6.5 is the total for that game. So two back-to-back nights for Colorado here, George. There's something to be said here about the fret. You know, even though they played tonight, Devils' first game out of the break, sometimes that's a play. Even though it's two back-to-back nights for Colorado, they've got a game under their legs now here off of a break. I kind of like them in that spot.
They're the better team. My only issue is this. Justice and Noonan, they sent down Prozvetov. They called up Justice and Noonan. So will Justice be served tomorrow? He's going to play. I don't think they're going to go back-to-back with Gorgiev. So that worries me somewhat. Maybe that's a little add to the over there. You know, the Devils don't have any goaltending either. So I can see a play on the over. I lean towards Colorado as well. Jack Hughes will not play. Maybe the weekend they think he could return there. Timo Meier's on a third line. And you can't convince me into the Devils here. So I'll take Colorado. I'm leaning towards maybe a little play on the over as well.
Okay. And finally, main event is the Edmonton Oilers, who are in Vegas to take on the Knights, of course, while the Super Bowl's in town. The whole world's in Vegas this week. And the Edmonton Oilers come in, and they have a 16-game winning streak. And I believe they are 2 wins from tying, George. Is it 18? I believe it is 18, right? Is the record
17?
Maybe it is.
Well,
you know what? You could be right.
They win two. They set it. They tie it tomorrow.
So they could tie it with this win in Vegas, and they're minus 137 road favorites. Knights are plus +114, 6.5 the total. I'm telling you, George, that game's gonna have juice in Vegas on Tuesday night because people are gonna mosey over there. Probably not even knowing that the Oilers are on a 16-game win streak, but just to see the Knights and see the spectacle there, and they're gonna get a hell of a hockey game.
Agreed. This is the only late game too, right? So only game past that's 7:40 Eastern. All right, so this is fantastic. I know I'll be tuning in here. I think the Oilers do it. All right, I think they tie it tomorrow night. I said earlier, Vegas is banged up. No Jack Eichel, no Shea Theodore. Oilers have been doing it with without scoring a million goals here. But obviously, FanDuel knows that as well. The under is minus 122. The over is actually plus 100. Normally, I would be crushing this with the old Oilers team. Absolutely crushing this. Now I lean towards the under in this game as well.
I forgot. You remember the Blue Jackets having a 16-game win streak in 2016? Jeez.
I saw that the other day on.
I don't even remember that at all.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They won that many games in a row?
16-game win streak?
How did they win that many games in a season?
The Penguins, of course, have the record with the 17 from the 92-93 year. So the Oilers can tie that with a win in Vegas, and then they can break it. I think they're in Anaheim, George. Friday night.
I think they got two easy games after this. Anaheim and L.A.
Yeah. Well, L.A. fired McClellan. Easy. Yeah,
we
but... They have. So there you go. They got a chance to tie that record in Vegas with everybody in town for the Super Bowl. That should be a lot of fun. As far as NBA for Tuesday night, there is, and I know I just complained about this. The Nets are at 82. Like, I said they had 80. What was that, George? 10 minutes ago when we came back from break? They had 80? When I did the scores and we came back from the break? It's 10 minutes ago they had 80. Now they have 82. God, what an awful night for them.
That's not good.
I know you're not. Rockets are in Indiana. Pacers minus 7, 237. The Mavericks, after the win in Philly tonight, go to Brooklyn. So this is the Kyrie back in Brooklyn, I guess this is. Is this his first time back? I'm not sure if they went there last year after the trade or not. And Kyrie did play tonight. So we'll see if he's going to play a back-to-back and play against the Nets. Memphis is at the Garden against the Knicks. They got destroyed in Boston the other night. Knicks minus 13. Orlando is getting 3.5 in Miami against the Heat. Timberwolves are laying 4.5 in Chicago against the Bulls. Thunder minus 3.5 in Utah against the Jazz. This is the up, up, up and away special of the night. Over 243.5. Thunder and the Jazz. They'll get into the 260s. Maybe even more. And then the Bucks, who have been out west for a while, they are in Phoenix against the Suns, who are just coming back off an East Coast trip. So Suns minus 3.5. Another big total there, 244.5. So there's your night in the NBA, and there's just tons of college basketball. Tons and tons and tons and tons of college basketball. That's on Tuesday night. I don't even think they have all the games listed yet for me. Clemson's laying 7. Clemson's getting 7.5 at North Carolina. Indiana's getting 5.5 at Ohio State. BYU's 1.5-point favorite in Oklahoma. We're looking for some system plays here, George. Oh, here's a system play. Texas minus 1.5 against Iowa State. System play. Unranked team favored over the ranked team. System play. I think that's the only one I see on the board for the college basketball fans.
Sound like Wetzel. Play.
Wetzel's got a lot of different systems. He's got a lot of systems. I only say that for this college basketball unranked team favorite over the ranked team at home. That's the only time that I ever bust that out, and it drives Joe nuts. Joe doesn't like, oh, system play, yeah, system play, and then he tries to go after me and he loses. That's usually how it goes for George. I mean, for Joe when he tries to do that. Never ends well for him. And I should have actually texted him before the show and found out if he had any sizzle plays for college basketball tomorrow night. He's become in the off season, George, he's the encyclopedia of college basketball, not college football. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, wrap this up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, George, before we get out of here, did you see what the first, I guess, well, maybe this was even before the Coyote stuff that we talked about before. The first controversy, complaining problem of the week at the Super Bowl was the 49ers practice field.
The grass, yeah.
And that the Chiefs have it easy because they're at the Raiders place, which is they just renovated that entire UNLV practice facility. It's brand new. What's the problem?
Reading about it, they usually set the grass down about 6 to 8 weeks before. Once again, before this, and they only did it last week? A couple weeks. So whatever. I guess you should be expecting this. If you believe in the ratings,
so that's
system,
the NFL's fault.
You think the 70s, 50s? It's always the NFL's fault.
Like people now, but right? Well, you know how this goes, George. Now it's like, well, the NFL wants the Chiefs to win because they put them in the Raiders facility. And they put the Niners in the college team's facility. Well, guess what? The college team had a multi-million-dollar renovation to their entire facilities. It's beautiful, the UNLV place.
I thought they
the NFL's fault. They didn't sod the stupid field. Ugh.
It's all about Taylor Swift. Get the Swifties.
Get the Swifties in, man. George, tremendous job stepping in tonight. George, I'll say maybe I'll see you again this week. You never know.
I think that's fair.
Right, George? Yeah. Maybe I'll see you again this week. You never know.
Might even be plus money. Might be plus money.
It might be like plus 120 right now. If I had to put a number on it, George, it would probably be plus 120. Either way, I will definitely be back tomorrow. Hopefully with Scotty from Vegas. If not, maybe we'll probably have George back in the mix, which would be great. Great job by Matthias Brabel. Great job by George Kurtz. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.